This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our lives. We cannot give up. We now find ourselves in a time in history that has precedent, and we find ourselves, I believe, in a time where there are, let's say, peers in history of mass movements of people that mobilize to protect one another in times of fascism and authoritarianism.
I think that Kamala's writers needed a job and went and handed AOC something to say. If AOC is worried,
she does sound like she's reading that.
If AOC is worried and unsure that the future of the country is going to be one that's good in her mind, I'm encouraged.
Those sound like words that aren't hers.
Tyrus is on the line with us.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Mister called it landslide. Said there's nothing to worry about. Put his feet up and had a sip of an ice cold beer. Also a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, and his book, which you should be reading and getting for Christmas, Nuff Said, is available right now. Tyrus, welcome back to the show. Good to have you.
Yes, I was wrong about my Red Sox, but right about this one.
You got it right for me. That appeases my worries. What do you think about the results? You called it, you were boldly saying it before anybody was brave enough to say it, that everybody can relax. It was going to be a landslide.
Yeah, and I just like to say I heard that AOC, she keeps using the word we. It's not we, it's you. And you should be terrified because now Americans are holding officials accountable for not doing anything. How many laws have you passed, the legislation? You got your ass kicked, and not by one group. Can't blame it on black men, can't blame it on Hispanic men, can't blame it on Asian men, gay men, straight men, women. It was a multicultural ass-whipping of epic proportions because America's tired of people that get the opportunity to serve, and they only serve themselves. Yeah. Or the blatant incompetence and DEI hires and playing with the American taxpayers' money like it's yours. Not even like it's yours, like it's your parents. It's probably a better description. So this was a, and this is why he has the Senate. Pretty sure he's going to have the House. He's got a mandate, high 300s when they finally stop crying and admit that he wins the rest of the state still out there. And I've been outside all day enjoying the sun, so it might have happened. I don't know.
Vitamin D is good for you.
It is. It really is. So the crying, the Kimmels, and there's the reason why their numbers are the way they are, and keep doing what you're doing because the American people are tired of it. And these lies about women's rights and health is in danger. I mean, it's an absolute joke. This is the United States of America. President Trump's wife is a strong woman. His daughter is a strong woman. His in-laws are strong women. 90% of his staff is kick-ass women. So the idea of these fake think narratives that they've ran for the last, 8 years is out the window. And they're going to still try to do it because they got him attention. But AOC can't even spit out her speech. Like, they're running out of lies to say.
Yeah.
So, and if I was her, I would probably get back to D.C. and get in your desk. I know you don't use it much. And come up with some legislation, because I'm pretty sure your district's going to be like, what have you been doing besides going to dances and talking trash?
Yeah.
Because that's what needs to be held accountable.
What's your advice, Tyrus, to Republicans? We've talked a lot about the word being validated, that the thoughts that we've had for a long time under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's administration. You kind of think like every single time they have opportunity to make a decision, they make the wrong one. And with the majority, the popular vote going to Donald Trump and him winning a decisive election, it does feel very validated. But what do you say, not to the people who won election and have a job to do, what do you say to those Trump voters right now? How do you handle this moment that is pretty positively emotional?
I think normally I would say not take your victory lap, but given the fact that poor sportsmanship is epic, get your lap on. Maybe take two, you know? Because I think it needs to be abundantly clear to them. Because here's the thing. They don't get to say it was Russian hoaxes. It was sounding. I was calling it for so long, I should have bet. But I didn't, because I'm a man of integrity when it comes to my politics. But the resounding America was unhappy. We did not like the way our White House was being treated. We had cocaine, sex videos, people with no qualifications having jobs. They were spitting in the face of the American people. Joe Biden was unfit to serve. Instead of doing the right thing and the right thing for him, they didn't. They continued to lie to the American people. They passed policies that he would have never, based off his 50-year career, would have never supported. The American people didn't support. They tried to tell us that it was okay for a biological man to beat the hell out of a woman at the Olympics, and we were wrong for questioning it. We didn't know what a woman was. They basically, a small group, just, it was the Bud Light election. That's what it was. It was the Bud Light election. They said America was fratty, and they needed to make changes, and they were going to make their changes, and America said, yeah, we're going to move on. And they did, resoundingly. So the pressure is on President Trump and his team. He's assembled literally the Justice League from all across America. And he needs to be able to deliver. And I think he is a focus. He is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Humble, sitting and talking with them and spending the time. Oh, a dove just landed on my shoulder.
Ooh.
Man, I'm telling you.
What else? We're just keep preaching.
Yeah, they get it. The animals are with us.
Hold your arms out. More doves will come.
You going to sing a song like a princess?
I don't have to hold my arms out. I'm Jack.
His arms are out, Ryan.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah, they're on my. He was on my trap for a second. Now he's back to the grass eating seeds.
But, you have birds landing on you in the yard with a, sounds like a nice trickle of water in
no
the background.
Snow White ain't got nothing on me. You understand? Like, I got deer.
You know, Disney Snow White isn't
like,
white anymore. You should audition.
Well, I was sitting next to my fish pond singing a country song.
I saw the video.
Yes, that's how mine was election day. I had no doubt in the American people. I sat down with the man, I talked to him man to man, and I just felt completely confident after speaking to him, seeing his team, how diverse it was, seeing how everyone had a voice, seeing the leadership behind the scenes. Jason did a wonderful job. His personal assistants were so polite and thorough. Timing wise, they did not mess around. Like, this was just a unified thing across America. It was a multicultural testament. And I think the sad part is we're really seeing the selfish people. We're really, President Biden had a magnificent speech. Who knew at the end he would become the unifier?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't help but notice that Dr. Jill had a red jacket on. I know who she voted for.
She didn't vote for.
Yeah, I think I know. But the point is, America had enough.
Yeah.
And the ones who are still crying, they're probably crying because they're on that Diddy list. Because they will no longer have the DOJ and people to protect them because they donate money or get money to speak out and hang out with them. Americans don't care about celebrities. They care about their tables, their neighborhoods, their police departments, their fire departments, their schools. And I think that was what this election was about. One who will listen and sit at the table with anyone, a guy like me, for example, the Theo Vaughns of the world, the Joe Rogans of the world, everyday people, the gardener, the baker, the McDonald's manager. He will sit down and talk. And if you have a good idea, he will use it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, next thing I know, one of mine was in policies. And listen, I'm not saying I'm an epidemiologist or nothing. I'm just, you know, I'm just who I am. So I think that's just a good feeling in the country. Now that he has the work that needs to be done, he has. There are no excuses to get to work, and I feel like he's done. He's put people that have disagreed with him, that literally have sued him. You're not seeing that on the other side. And again, I think the Jimmy Kimmels of the world, the Joy Reids of the world, your message clearly was a sound rejection. And I think shame on them also for a lot of the young, impressionable people in this world that are crying and
Yes. And
acting like they're, you know, that's your fault. That's what you do when you call somebody Hitler with absolute, and like you concede to Hitler. What? Who concedes to Hitler? She should have came out on the microphone and run for your life, head to Canada, Mexico. Hitler's coming. You know, like you don't get to say the things he's going to kill. He's like women are in danger. You said all these things, and then you concede to him, and the president comes out and says the American people have spoken. So, again, shame on them because they couldn't run on policy. They were running a progressive agenda. It was, they couldn't get it done. America said no, resoundingly. If this was a football game at the third quarter, the crowd would have been able to play. So I'm optimistic. But, again, if things aren't being delivered, I will be the first one to be like, hey, what are we doing?
Yeah. Yes, you will.
But I think to be an independent, strong man or woman in this country is a valuable resource, and President Trump is not intimidated by that.
Tyrus, we are so grateful for you for making the time for us each week. We know you're an incredibly busy person. You are by far the person.
You guys let me on when no one even they're like Tyrus. What the hell is that?
Oh no,
so you got
people
me.
Know. We are grateful for you, and I'm very much so looking forward to the days and the weeks to come where we can have some conversations of a different tone. I hope
invest in tissue boxes.
yeah. There's a lot of that these days. And real quick, why are they videoing themselves? That is not something that I'm 40. I can't imagine putting a camera up.
It's attention seeking.
It's not good.
It's
not
really
healthy.
Sad. It's delusional. I'm in a cry so all my friends can tell me how brave I am. Mm-hmm. You're not brave. Again, it's not their fault. They're young. Yeah. They're impressionable. And if you believe in what they were selling, and they were telling everyone they were different and special they were gonna give you money for not working. The things that they were giving them, and then when reality hit, instead of saying, hey, we were wrong, we were pushing false narratives, they doubled down, and you can't blame them, but at the same time, you got to educate yourself. Crying, saying, I'm never going to talk to my dad again because he voted for President Trump, that's you got to grow up a little bit. Again, if there's some mental issues there, again, that's where responsibility, calling somebody Hitler, and then saying, oh, we can't wait to work together. Shame on you.
Yeah. Tyrus, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you so much for the time and enjoy the birds.
Yeah.
You're doing great. We appreciate you. Regular and Gutfeld Fox News contributor, seriously, get his book. If you've been listening to the show for some time and you want to know about Tyrus, his first book is just Tyrus. It's great. I did the audio version of it, and he reads it, so it's like you're spending some time with him, and his new book is out, Enough Said. Great Christmas gifts. You can get them both. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. Good to talk to Tyrus. Hans von Spakovsky next. Did you get a text? Did you get a response from him?
Yep.
So he said
he's good to go.
So we're going to ask Hans. He's our legal expert from the Heritage Foundation. The number one thing I want to ask him is all of this lawfare that's been levied against Donald Trump. I mean, he's still supposed to be sentenced.
Yeah, in about 2 or 3 weeks. Before the end of November.
Imagine the converse, Kamala winning, and that is upon us.
Yes.
What happens next? There are so many questions surrounding the legal challenges that were thrown in front of Donald Trump to try to stop him from becoming the president of the United States, and they did not work. But they're still out there. Or are they? I don't know. Hans von Spakovsky, he'll level it down for us when we come back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.